Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Isaiah. Isaiah sent in a question. Micah, what did Isaiah ask?
What does Savior mean?
That's a great question. You may remember David in the Bible. David encountered many enemies who tried to kill him, including King Saul. Listen to what he wrote about God in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 through 4.
All right, 2 Samuel, that is in the Old Testament. And then we're going to go to chapter 22 and read verses 2 through 4. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 through 4. Aiden, what does that say?
He said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies."
So David called God his Savior because God had saved him from violence. When he called upon God, he was saved from his enemies. His enemies would have hurt him, would have even killed him, but God stepped in to save David. So a Savior is someone who saves, who delivers, who helps keep us alive and safe when we are in danger. Not only does God save us from our enemies, but he also saves us from our sins. That's why Jesus died for us, so he could become our Savior and forgive us when we say we're sorry.
So we want to make sure that we're saying that we're sorry and asking Jesus to save us from our sins.
That's right.
Because a Savior can't save you if you don't want to be saved or if you don't reach out to them to be saved, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I think of the time when it was really muddy out and we were on those dirt roads. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And when you got our car stuck and so you called me up and you asked for me to come basically save you, rescue you with the big truck. And so I brought the truck and you had an option at that point, whether you were going to hook on that tow strap to the car or if you were just going to sit there in the mud and enjoy the view. And what did you choose?
Well, of course, I chose to be rescued.
Exactly. You chose to hook on that tow strap. You chose to get in the driver's seat. And as I started trying to pull you out, then you helped to navigate the car so that it wouldn't, you know, so that it could get back up on the road. Well, that's kind of how Jesus is he's there waiting to rescue us. He brings that truck to come pull us out of the mud. And we have an option. Are we going to allow him to rescue us? And are we going to ask him for help? Or are we just going to sit there?
Right. Are we going to call for help? Or are we just going to try to get out of it on our own?
Exactly. Thanks, Isaiah, for that question. You know, I'm so glad that we have a Savior who's Jesus. Aren't you? We're so glad you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. Don't forget to start each and every day with Jesus.